Hello everyone, this is the theory of relativity. It's me, Ziyu. Today I'd like to talk about the news that about the death of Li Wenliang, the doctor Li Wenliang. The doctor Li Wenliang is the first person that talked to the public that he discovered the new virus that is extremely dangerous and spreading quickly, and he was arrested by the police in the January of the 2020. And today he was died in the hospital, and the government doesn't make apologize to him. The message make people feel very angry, and my friendship circle was piled up this message. Everyone says they're hungry, they felt they're sad about that. But to be honest, I don't feel sad about that. I cannot feel the angry, I cannot feel the same side as them. Make me feel pressure is that I cannot tell these things on myself WeChat, because I afraid that I may be offended my friend, and I'm afraid that I will tag that you are a selfish man. You don't have the sympathy to the others. You don't understand the society, or maybe something like that. It is the other way of the network violence. We are afraid to express our self-feeling. We are afraid of the overwhelming emotions of the others. And I'm really curious about that. Unless how many people feel sad about him? I don't know. Express this things in these years, I definitely make sure that I was one of the majority. I'm not outstanding. I'm not doing something independently or unique. I definitely doing the thing that's the same as others. So why so many people, they think they are sad of that? They don't want to share the truth, that they don't care about that. I'm really curious about that. And I'm also afraid of that. I'm also afraid. So I just can speak these things in my self program. 其实我今天特别想说的就是关于李文亮的事情。李文亮是武汉的医生，他在2019年年底的时候发现了新冠病毒，并且报告公众，但是政府并没有根据他的报告采取措施，而是把他抓起来，说他是制造恐慌。那这名医生在今天凌晨的时候去世了，我们当然为他感到伤心。但是比这个更夸张的是，我的朋友圈里所有的信息都是与此有关，充斥着对他的愤怒和对他的悲伤。这些悲伤让我有点不能理解，大多数时候我并不能够感同身受。但比这个更严重的是，我在我的朋友圈里我不敢说，我害怕被我的朋友认为我是一个自私的、冷血的、毫无同情心的、没有社会理解和见识的人。我发现好像所有人都为这件事情感到悲伤，除我以外，似乎我是一个独行者，似乎这个世界上只有我一个人自私而已。但问题是，经过这么多年，我发现我不是，我一定是这个社会里平庸的大多数。我只是很好奇，为什么很多人不愿意讲，他们是真的感到悲伤，还是只悲伤那一瞬间呢？我不知道，但是反正我不敢讲，我只能在我的自己的节目里讲一讲我对这件事情的感受。其实我不害怕病毒，我也不害怕他的离开。我觉得其实本质上来讲跟我没有什么太大的关系。我不知道这是不是一种反社会情绪，还是我们已经真的习惯了，真的麻木了，真的学会了自我保护。这件事情唯一教育我的就是，国家保护不了你，政府保护不了你，这个社会 未来很艰难，我们需要自己努力。我们对它抱有良好的期望，但本质上来讲，至少在中国，在我们现在的环境，它还是一个丛林法则。那好，今天的节目就到这里，非常感谢你的收听。